Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have reached the show of Healer Medium on Tuesday, July the 5th. Today, I've decided to do a pop-up reading show because it seems like there's a lot of weird stuff going on lately for people. For example, you know, I've had in the last month, talking about popping up, I've had people from my far, far past, like I'm talking 30 years ago, pop up out of nowhere. People I have not spoken to in approximately 30 years have just showed up, you know, some through social media, some I ran into at a Costco, ended up sitting down, both waiting for an oil change or tires or something, and speaking to them for like an hour. But someone I actually used to live with. So people have just been popping up, people from the past, and I'm just wondering if anyone else is experiencing that kind of deja vu, if anyone else has any questions about what's going on, we can navigate, or even if someone has stories about supernatural things that have happened. And I have a caller here, so I am going to, and their hand is up. It's funny, the hand, little hand on my screen looks like it's like an alien hand. Anyways, I'm going to pick up the caller from 586. Hello, 586, your name and where are you calling from?
Sherelle in Michigan, how are you?
Good, Sherelle, what's going on?
I would just like a message from the other side.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. It's been a while since I've heard from the other side, so I'll see what who is coming through. Okay. I have...
Thank you.
It's either a woman or a very thin, smaller man coming through. I'm seeing them. They're a little bit far away. They're a little bit slumped over, and they're definitely having problem with one side of their body, which indicates to me it might have been a stroke that took them. But they tried as hard as they could to keep walking. So it's not like there's a walker being used. I don't even really see a cane. I'm just seeing trouble moving one side of the body. Do you know who that is, Sherelle?
My grandmother.
Yes. Okay, so I did initially think it was a woman, but I couldn't clue in really well. Okay, so what does Sherelle's grandma have to say to Sherelle? Let's see.
Thank you.
So I know Michigan a little well. The first thing she's saying is, why don't you get out in, it's not like a forest, but she wants you to be out where the trees are. But I'm not seeing a lake or anything, but I am seeing, like, trees. She wants you out in nature. Why does she want you there?
Because I love being in nature.
Oh, but she says you haven't been doing it a lot.
I love being
lately.
In nature. No, what, I haven't.
The,
I love, like, walking in the trails. I'm sorry. You said what now?
Oh, no. That's what she's saying. It's just, like, that is your place. Like, that's where it re-energizes you. And although you sound to me like you've got probably a lot of energy, it's like you could use a little bit more. And when you're out there, even though you are exerting energy by walking or doing whatever, it's bringing it back to you tenfold.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. What else have you got to say? Was there someone in your family who was blind?
Blind? No.
Okay. Is there something that you're? Is there something you're turning a blind eye to?
No. If it is, I'm not aware of it. What is it pertaining to?
Let me figure it out. One second.
Okay.
Blind eye. Okay, so Sherelle's granny. A man. She's saying there's a man, and you've been shown some things, but it's like you don't want to deal with it right now. So you're turning a blind eye to it. Are you having problems?
Is I'm having problems with what now?
Are you having, is there someone that you're having problems with, or, but it's like there's problems, but you're not dealing with it. You're just ignoring it.
No, we're not having problems, but we are expecting a child in the next couple of months.
Mm.
And I just moved in with him.
Oh, well, then that's nice.
The first of the month, I had my own place, my apartment, I let go. And my baby would be here in January, and I have not been working and just been picking up bad habits, gambling a lot, and just trying to really find myself again. I'm just kind of scattered because I feel like I'm losing myself. Because I know I have so much creativity. And go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm talking too much.
No, it's all right. It's so the blind eye. So I guess it's not him. But I feel like he's contributing to it. The blind eye, and it seems like you acknowledge what you're doing and you're not liking it, but you're not changing it. So you're turning a blind eye to it and not changing it. So what can we do? Okay, so Granny's here, so she wants to help. I like her. She's a very strong-willed woman, even though she wasn't so strong of body. She was pretty strong in, her convictions. She's like, you don't buy, I don't know why she's saying this, because I would never use this myself. You don't buy a garage to park a car in if you don't have a car.
Yeah.
I would say take that away. Think about what that means, because it does sort of make sense to me. But you don't buy a garage to park a car if you don't have a car. There's got to be an analogy there somewhere, but it's just escaping me right now.
Right.
Yeah. Gambling, I'm no stranger to gambling. I think it's fun. But at the same time, it's like a replacement. It's the social aspect of it and going out and being around people. And that's what you really crave.
Yes, I do. And you know what? That is one of the reasons. Like, I'd be playing online too, but I wasn't in the habit of going to the casino, which they have it online now. But I was doing a little bit of both, and I'm like, I got to get out, see people, because I'm a people's person. So So
it's so what she's coming back with is it's about you regenerating and rediscovering what it is that brings you joy. The gambling doesn't really bring you joy. It's a boredom thing. It's more of a connection, Sherelle, that you really need. Now let me see. What is she saying? She's like, to get there. You know how to get to where you want to be, but what's stopping Sherelle? She knows how to get to where she wants. Yeah, but she's. It's not, you have friends, so it's not like you don't have friends.
No, I don't, actually. I don't have no friends, not even one. No.
So are you sure you don't have any friends?
I am sure, not even one. No friends. Nope.
What happened?
Oh, that was a long years ago. This drama, and I just had to let him go. It wasn't for my highest good, so I let him go.
All right. Well, then, where are we going to get Sherelle some new friends? Because You moved in somewhere. You know, the easiest way to make friends is through the neighbors, right? So,
yeah.
You don't really have to travel too far to do that. Oh. Huh, that's interesting. Okay. I don't know what part of Michigan you're in, but it's like there's some gathering things, like some meditation stuff. I see there's a place, there's two places. There's one in Shelby Township, and then there's another one down in St. Clair Shores. So
I'm into stuff like that, but I need to do it. As far as meditating and grounding, I need to do stuff like that. But I don't know what it is that's stopping me. It's not me being pregnant, because I would have did this a long time ago, but I'm just having a hard time trying to find myself.
Yeah. Well,
I really
want to. There's two places.
Oh,
I'm sorry. There's these meetups online. So, like, I see a meetup online for meditations, there's one. I see one in Shelby, and then I see one in St. Clair Shores. You could probably find another one, but you just go to meetup.com and you'll find a meditation group, because it would be better for you to go out and meet new people who are interested in the same thing.
Yes.
And that way you've got the social aspect that you need. Also, you could probably, I would say you could probably find one to go for walks in the woods, but you're better off doing that alone. That's a good solitary time for you to regenerate. The whole talking while you're there sort of takes away from the nature aspect of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I've just been trying to find my own, I start my own business and really figure out what I'm passionate about. And like I said, I just have a hard time trying to find my creative side, you know, because I have a lot of different skills. I can sing, I can do hair, you know, just a lot of things. And just, I don't know.
Hair would be a good. I see hair. Can you do hair and do readings while you're doing hair?
I probably can, but I don't know how to, like, do readings. I mean, I guess I don't know how, but I don't know, like, as far as, What would be my niche on that? Like me picking up.
Well, you don't really need a niche. Like your niche is the hair, and then as you're doing, because you're actually touching people, so you're going to pick up on vibrations and things like that. Yeah, and then just work with it. Don't advertise that you're doing readings initially. But set the intention that that's what you're doing. You're doing readings and hair, because people generally, you know, they like getting their hair done, but at the same time, it's a social thing.
Yes.
So by intertwining the two, you've got sort of a niche market, but you have to start slowly and then grow in confidence, and then you can market it as hair and readings. So, but I got another
Well, thank you. Do you have a website or your own part? Do you do personal readings? Or? Because I didn't see it on the blog post.
Yeah, I didn't put it. It was a pop-up one. It's iseedeadpeople.ca.
iseedeadpeople.ca.
Yeah.
Dot C-A-C?
Yes. C-A like Canada. C-A.
Oh, C-A. Okay. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful. You did a very good job. And I hope you have a great day,
Thanks,
okay?
Rose. And lots of love
You're
for
welcome.
Your grandma. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Next up, we have area code 111, and the phone number is 111-1111. Hi, who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Trish, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hello, Trish from Connecticut. What's going on with you today?
Not too much. I've never called your show, so I don't know how. Do you want me to ask questions? Do you just tell me what you're picking up? How do we work?
Well, Trish, here's, I can just give you a reading if you want, but the reason I'm doing the pop-up show is because so many strange things have happened lately. Has anything strange happened to you lately?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. So, what do we got for Trish? Do you have any specific questions?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job, wondering if you're picking up anything around career or you know, abundance of money.
You know what's funny is the first thing I wasn't thinking about career. The first thing that came to mind was home. Home. Is there something going on with your home?
There is. There's a legal situation.
Okay, so that's the first thing that came to mind. The second thing that came through was this dog. It was like a Lassie dog, but it wasn't the same sort of coloring. It was more like a St. Bernard coloring, but a Lassie, like the long Lassie face and the long hair. Would you recognize that dog in spirit?
I would.
Okay, so the dog and the home came together. So first the home, then the dog, but they were sort of together. So let's see what's going on there, because that's what came through first.
Okay, so
the dog's not telling me anything, because dogs don't speak, but the dog's standing there steadfast. So if there's a legal issue going on with the home, I'm going to say that stand your ground, don't budge, because that's what the dog is showing me. The dog is showing me not moving at all, and dogs usually generally move around. They're pretty happy. But that's, in terms of the home, that's what I'm getting from your dog there. Let's see what else I'm getting. Does the name Smith mean anything to you? But it could be a place, too. It didn't necessarily come through with a name.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, so just, you know, maybe write it down. It might come up later. I feel like it's more of a place than it is a name, like a Smithville, Smith Falls, Smith something, Smithsonian,
okay.
Who knows. Job. Is there something in your job that has to do with the word coming through is granting? Like, do you grant permissions? Do you write for grants? Do you get grants? Is there something to do with grants?
There isn't.
There's nothing to do with grants. Okay, so why is the word grant coming through? Is there someone connected to any jobs with the name Grant?
The person who found me this job has a son named Grant.
Okay, so there's a grant connection there. So I'll take that. Because it's not that common of a name. All right, so John. This job, it feels okay. Like, it doesn't feel great. It doesn't feel bad. It just feels okay. It feels like it's going to be a bit of a balancing act, and you'll be spinning and balancing, which probably isn't a bad thing, because it feels like, but sometimes the spinning's for no reason. So it's up to you. The feeling I get is indifference toward it. But it's like not, it's viable. I feel like it's viable. I'm getting viable with it, not necessarily an overwhelming yes or an overwhelming no. It just, bleh.
That's why I'm looking for another one.
Oh, okay. So this is the job you have now. Okay. Yeah. I see you hula hooping. So it's like you're spinning around and, you know, having to balance and keep things afloat. So let's see if we can find it. Okay, everyone in my whole entire life is trying to call me right now. I'm like, what? What's going on? So you got 11 minutes, people. So in terms of another job for Tricia, let's see. There is a really good job for you. It's like, I don't even know how to, what they're showing me. It's just hard to put into words, because they're showing me pictures and I'm like, okay, how do I interpret this? It's like a really soft, easy, a job where they're happy to have you. You're getting lots of respect. It's not overly challenging, but it allows you to basically make the job your own. And what you're doing is adding value to everything. And it's like it's not the same tasks every day. It's like it's all on an ad hoc basis. You know, as needed, you slip into this. You get that done, you flip into something else, get that done. It's like you're moving from thing to thing, which you like because you like the variety and you're not getting bored. Now, how do you find this job? How do you find this job? Huh. Have you already been looking for jobs? Because they're showing me wine. I'm not sure if it's a wine-related job or it's a winery that's you've been to or winery where you meet people, but they are showing me wine involved. Does that make any sense to you?
No, but I would not be opposed to that.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, it sounds like a really good fit, but how does Trisha get there?
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm on the East Coast and most wineries are on the West Coast.
Here we've got them all over the place. So, you know, we've got Niagara Falls, has tons of wineries. I think even New York State's got a lot, too. Well, not a lot, probably, but some. It's not a travel agency or anything like that. But there is a big aspect to travel with this. It's like everything moves. It's maybe they're doing, I don't know. I'm just guessing at this point. So I don't want to do that. I don't, like the word trade show came to mind, something to do with trade shows. So, which would have a travel aspect to it. And where is she getting this job? It's funny. They're telling me it's buried. It's buried, so it must be online somewhere. It's online, but it's not what it looks like. It's something that you would pass by normally, but you put an application in and you find out that it's a lot different, or they didn't describe it very well in their ad. They actually don't put how much you're going to get paid on the ad. They don't even give you a guess until they actually meet you. That's what it's funny. They're going to determine by meeting you what your value is to them. So, I wouldn't look for a job just based on the money because I feel like this one, and it feels like the money won't be amazing, but it is going to be such that you're going to be able to, you know, pay your bills, have a little left over. But the fact that you're doing something that you enjoy doing is going to make it all worthwhile. There are a lot of fringe benefits with this job as well. I'm hearing stock options, retirement. They put money away for your retirement. And the health benefits are really good as well. So it's about more than just the paycheck itself, but you'll find that the fact that they're not cheap pays off in dividends later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I feel good about this, but it's definitely what they're showing me is white and fluffy and soft. So if you see an ad and any of those words pop in or you see something that is connected to that, that's the job for you. And you actually have very good intuition to yourself. So it's like you can look at a page and something pops out at you and you notice it. And you're usually right. And you go after whatever it is that just came up and you're right on the money there. So listen to your gut a lot more. All right, I've got one more caller and then I'm going to head off. But thank you for calling in, Trisha. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. All right. We've got one more caller, and we've got area code 860. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Amla, and I'm from Connecticut.
Hello, Amla. What's going on in Connecticut?
I'm about half an hour west of Hartford.
Oh, okay.
The suburb. A suburb. Yeah.
So do you have a question or do you just want me to let you know?
I do.
Okay,
what's
your question?
So I'm looking for a significant partner relationship. I've done a lot of scraping out the barrel, if you would, with past soul contracts, all sorts of things, and since last year. So it's just, I feel ready. I feel really grounded, secure, and balanced. I was wondering what you see and when that might be happening.
Okay. What I'm seeing is a lot of nervous energy around you. And even though I don't hear it in your voice, and I don't think you present as nervous, it feels like, have you been, I don't know if you're taking, is there something that you're taking, like some sort of medication?
I'm just very attuned, and I'm an empath, so I feel everybody's stuff. That's probably it.
Maybe you're picking up on other people's nervous energy. So you're going to have to set up a boundary a little bit better than you do now. I'm just going to let area code 520. We won't be able to take your call because the show's going to end in 4 minutes. But if you want to listen in, by all means. Oh, your hand isn't up anyway, so that's good. Okay, so yes, the nervous energy that I'm getting, okay, it could be someone else. So when you're picking up on it, do a clearing because – right now when you're meeting men, I don't know if you haven't done a clearing lately, but they're picking up on some sort of energy and it's like repellent to them. So you have to do some sort of clearing to make your energy field more attractive to yourself as well. And I don't even know if you're aware of this energy that's in there. A good cleansing, you know, just find a salt bath, something like that. Do something and set the intention, you know, I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to recreate this energy field. I'm not going to pick up on anyone else's energy. When you're walking around, pretend that your aura is an egg around you. Your aura should never be more than 12 inches around you, because when it's, it goes out, it's picking up on other people's and it's drawing it in. So some people are a lot better about setting the boundary around themselves, but I feel like yours is still a little bit open because you do like to pick up on people's stuff, which is fun because, you know, what else are you going to do? But when you do that, you run the risk of bringing their stuff in. So that I'm going to let you know that. And once you get that aura cleared, you're going to attract someone. I'm getting either the first name Charles or the last name Charles. And but you got to take it slow with this person because he's not, he really hasn't dated much. He's a little bit more into his career, other things like that. But keep your eye out for a Charles. Clear the energy, and I suspect that things will be...
Do you know when this is happening? Like July, August?
No. You'll probably meet him around September, October, but things won't actually take off until about March of 2023. But take it slow.
Okay, I like it slow. I've been through a lot myself. I have nothing to rush about. Trust me.
Exactly. You know what? What happens, happens. And no pressure. Just, you know, free and easy. Let it happen. And that nervous energy will be gone because you're going to clear it out. All right, Amla, thanks for calling in. And thank you for everyone else for listening.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good night. All right. And sorry, 520, we can't get to you tonight, but maybe next time I got a pop-up reading. Bye. And that is the end.